me tell you about a man that I have met. They call him Captain, a wizard, don't forget. CJ Morgan's his name, and he wanted to start a show, so we did. Now you're listening to him on Bad Dango Radio.
The ever-changing seasons of Austin, I've decided this is my favorite time of year. I know I bitch about it because it's when it gets hot and sweltering and there are a lot of mosquitoes. But last year, we had these thunderstorms until June.
Yeah.
Year before, it was May, quarantine year. You had a good chunk of storms where you didn't feel as bad about staying home. April, May. I remember just watching Tiger King in a weekend. And now that I have a car that doesn't have a sunroof that leaks and turns it into a mosquito swamp, this is my favorite time of year. I love these thunderstorms. I love them. I could live in Seattle and be happy.
I could, too. I actually moved to an Austin where I think the first, I don't know, 15 years I lived here, it was rainy all through this period of time and
yeah.
Cool. We switched to a couple of drought years. I will say this, with all the rain, I would like to remind everyone, you should roll up the windows on your car.
Maybe. Yeah,
you know, it depends.
It's a free interior cleaning.
I know we had a tremendous storm here on Saturday night, and it rained all day Thursday. I know that not because I was here. I was actually out of town this weekend. I know that because this morning when I got into my car, I realized I had left the windows down.
Oof.
All weekend while I was gone.
Oof.
And my car was filled with the grossest, stickiest, most insect-filled Monday howdy.
That's the thing they never tell you about when your car gets wet on the inside is the insects, gnats, mosquitoes.
Oh, because they're like, wait, what? Is there a swamp right here? This is great. It's so humid.
It just cooks.
I guess it just cooked all overnight as well. And then there's a little bit of a vac. I got into a sauna this morning. I sat down and the seat was a weird kind of wet where it wasn't soaked. The water actually came in through the back part of the car. What happened was that it just filled up and then evaporated into it, just turned everything into a wet,
well, yeah, because
sticky feeling.
If it gets on the floor, it's gonna go everywhere. It's just gross. And then you have the thing is your other windows are up, so when the sun comes out, it got humid, then it cooks the humidity and it steams your windows. Dude, I loved my last car, but the fact that the tubes would get blocked by leaves and the sunroof would leak, sucked ass.
So
and it made it so miserable. And then now you're going to have 2 weeks of stink.
I know.
And it's just nothing worse than that. Let me guess, you're probably running late, so you can't run inside and grab a towel.
No. I'm running late. It's Monday, and I'm like, this is how I'm starting work, is that my back and my ass are soggy.
Yeah. And then you start getting that rashy, itchy butt feeling.
So then I at lunch, I went out, because it was a little hotter, and rolled the windows down completely, opened everything up so I get a little airflow in there, and it is a tiny bit better, but just like when I got in this morning and immediately I was like, what?
Come on in, bugs! Come get me something!
I was like, there is not a single insect alive that isn't inside of the cab of my truck.
Not to mention, because they can survive that steam heat, they're the brutal ones. They're the ones that bite and start colonies in your air vents.
The reason this was bound to happen is that 3 weeks ago, I spent an entire Saturday and an entire Sunday, I pulled all of the seats out of the car so that I could vacuum, not just vacuum under them. I literally took the bolts off and took the seats out.
Get all the French fries and
I did such a thorough detailing of the inside and I shampooed all the seats. I shampooed the floorboards.
Now
I did
nature
all
shampooed
of that
it.
For a per so and I was like, man, it looks brand new in here again.
Smells good.
Yeah.
Feels
now it
good.
Smells all mildewy, sticky, and then just, you know how all your body juices are inside of a truck or whatever, and
yeah,
then it mixed with just enough wet that like the steering wheel feels like it's got
sticky.
The inside of my truck.
And like this morning, it was super foggy at like 7 a.m. ish, 8 a.m.
The inside of my car feels like the inside of a Waffle House.
Yeah.
It's sticky and it seems violent.
I had we were mentioning the rain in Austin this season when I moved to San Marcos originally. Early 2000s, you just knew that almost every day in the summer it was going to rain.
Right.
And, you know, the clouds would clear up, and then you could go float the river, but it was almost beach weather.
You'd get like a 30 to 40-minute shower every single day.
I had, you know, a truck, F-150 double cab I inherited from my grandfather, and would flip gas tanks back and forth, and those hills in San Marcos would be like, oh, I'm out of gas. Luckily, I got a gas can in the back because I do. Well, the gas can is empty, but it also would leak occasionally, and then it had broke windows, and it just all these problems. And I remember, you know, after one big storm, I think I was going to work or something, and I go to turn on the non-working AC, but it's still like it's cool air blowing. I turn on the non-working AC, and it just shoots out all these gnats.
Oh,
it was like something from a horror movie. Like they just bred and infested and lived in my car. Coming up, we're going to talk about spring cleaning and how it can actually help your health in a new segment called For Your Health. But since today is the greatest, let's talk about some of the reasons why today's great. It's Shrimp Scampi Day.
Yeah.
I did not bring any Shrimp Scampi, Spencer.
I know.
Okay.
I already knew that.
Yeah, bring your own. You're the producer of the show. You're supposed to be the one that does all the stuff.
Well, we're obviously not talking about it today on the actual segment, so.
Okay, good point. Listen, I love Shrimp Scampi, but let's be real. It is, even the shrimp in that's a throwaway. It is all a device to get scampi butter into your tummy.
Yeah, anything. You know the funny, do you want to know like, a weird thing about Shrimp Scampi?
It's great.
Do you know what scampi means? It's an Italian dish. Do you know what scampi means in Italian?
It means to go cheap and scrimp on. No clue.
It means shrimp. So the dish is actually called shrimp.
I like that.
Yeah. We can't get actual true scampis, which are like a langostino. It's not really a shrimp. We can't really get them over here. They're too expensive. So instead, we use shrimp for our scampi instead of scampi. Which is what it's supposed to be.
Did
so
you know?
We've just reinvented it into shrimp. And it is. It is completely an excuse to get butter into your pie hole.
That it is. You know what else today is? Have you ever gone to school? This is very embarrassing when they break down. But do you remember a phase when button jeans were popular? Button flies.
That's all. All I have is button flies.
Oh man, do you ever just pee your pants trying to get that thing undone? No. It's National Zipper Day, and
Yay!
Because of it, Spencer made us a little zipper intro.
Why are you up so early? Don't you remember what today is?
Not really.
Here's a hint. I like zippers.
National Zipper Day.
Whatever happened to zippers?
I miss zippers.
That's right. National Zipper Day.
Got anything against zippers?
Zip it.
Zip me.
Zip it good.
Can you zip me up?
I'm zippy long stocking.
Zippers where zippers shouldn't be.
Let's get out there and get zipping.
It's showtime.
No, and that's how we start the show in radio. Good job, Spencer.
That was great, Spencer.
Yeah. I'm glad you're doing some producers. You didn't bring any shrimp scampi, but you made that
for us.
You
did lean into that, and that was pretty good.
That was pretty, thank you. Appreciate that.
I've even heard it on every other radio station in town.
Well, I get around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me sad. Anyhow, we're going to talk about spring cleaning and how it can keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Coming up on For Your Health / Today's the Greatest. It's spring cleaning season, and cleaning during spring, a.k.a. spring cleaning, could save your life.
Yeah.
It's For Your Health, our segment where we take all the stuff we do that essentially tells you to live a bad, rough, tough, rumble life and clean it up a little bit. Did you guys know spring cleaning, actually, it's good for you?
Like it helps my health, or it's just my mental health, or it's good for me because if I clean in the spring, then my wife doesn't beat me. What are you going for here?
For me, it's exercise going up and down those stupid-ass stairs because I always forget something.
What about when you get the dust out of them? Is it better for your respiratory system to get clean up all the dust on my fan blades? And
let's find out. Four ways clutter can affect your health. Number one, it affects your sleep. That's right. Studies have found that the quality of your sleep is worse when your bedroom is a mess. You know, that's a weird causation correlation thing because maybe you're depressed and that's why your bedroom's not clean. I don't know.
Why do I seem to sleep better when all my laundry's on my bed?
Because it's like a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
For you, it's like having a lover or another person there.
Oh. That explains it. That's why I never take it out of the bed.
Don't worry. I have a lover in my bed, and for us, it's a barrier. Separates the
two
of us.
Just a body pillow?
That's kind of weird because I get it affecting your sleep, but I do wonder, again, if your bedroom's a mess, is that because you're already in a bad place and that's why you're not sleeping? I don't know.
Correlation, causation thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
There is something that I've always pretty much been in a good habit of doing is I try to make my bed. My fiance, she's bigger on it, but, you know, making your bed every morning or something like that. There's nothing quite like getting home when you're finally ready to go to bed and it's all like crisp and pulled together and nice. Yeah. And I found these old ratings where, like, there's a app that women could use to rate dudes they hooked up with.
Yeah.
And two of my positives were loves his mom and makes his bed.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So that can affect your health in a good way, I guess. Make your bed, keep your bedroom
sexy
clean.
Sexy health.
Mm. Spencer, you brought this up. You touched on it. Number two, it makes your allergies worse. Sure, dust. You mentioned the ceiling fan blades.
Absolutely, man. We did a deep clean of the house recently and didn't realize how much dust was on it. We've got now wood floors, and there's so much dust that it accumulated sort of in the corners of the floor, like, that you don't even see, and you're not sweeping around with your feet. So once we clean that up,
If you have pets.
Dude, we sneezing way less in the house. It's a surprise.
And not just dust,
grown-ass
but
men, we should have known this.
Pollen gets into your house a lot, and not just, like, from blowing in the windows and stuff, but when you are outside work all day just walking around, you get pollen on you. Yeah. That can be bad, and that's why you should shower before bed. Four ways clutter can affect your health. Number three, makes it harder to focus. I get this. When there's a lot of crap lying around, your brain can't really focus because there's a lot of visual stimuli, so it makes you harder to focus. This is why when I do mushroom trips,
you clean?
I clean before.
Oh, before, okay.
Well, as I'm dosing, I clean and I pick up, and that makes me in a good mood because I clean, and then when I start, like, I just, everything feels good and clean and organized, and it's a good way to make it feel like to use psychedelics to trick my brain into being like, your life is also clean and organized.
The problem here is that if I was good at being an organized person, I'd also be good at having a clean house. The two go hand in hand, and this is the issue.
Do you have a rotating junk area where when you can't find where to put something, it could be a junk drawer, a bin in your garage? I just have
the floor
stuff that sometimes like just rotates.
As I've gotten older, that bin is the trash can. Pretty much when I find anything in the house.
Same.
And my kids are getting livid with me, but I'm like, I warned you. Everything goes on the stair steps, and if it doesn't go upstairs within a day, it's garbage.
My bin is the radio station because I'm very organized and clean, but I'm also a hoarder. And I can't just get rid of everything. So, like, I had all these old plates. And I was like, I'll take them to the radio station. That way I can still see them. I didn't throw them away, so I feel guilty about wasting stuff. And coworkers can use them. But, you know, I could still take them home if I want once I'm divorced. Last one, ways you got to spring clean. Affect your health. It can mess with your mental health. Again, who knows if this is... when you're depressed, you don't want to clean, you don't want to do so. But according to Anxiety and Depression Association of America, boy, those meetings must be fun.
Let's get to the first item on the list today.
Sounds like my people.
Hoarding and holding on to possessions well beyond their intended use can have severe emotional, physical, social, and financial effects. Huh. I get it. That show Hoarders used to make me mad. I'd be like, I don't care, throw it away. So that you take control, you throw it away.
Well, that's a perfectly good newspaper. Why would you throw that away?
It has the Dallas Mavs winning the championship in 2011. So, goddamn, I forget I do keep newspapers. Actually, I didn't. You know what? Let me give you a quick tip. If you have paperwork and crap like that, what I did is I would take photos of them and then, like, leave them, and then the next time I was cleaning and moving, I already had the photos of them, and I was like, did I ever look at these photos? Did I ever care? No. And I threw it all away. So if you have paperwork, you have newspaper stuff, take photos. No one cares. Your kids don't care.
I've come up with an idea for my kids that is going to be a loser idea and a horrible idea.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's the Parent Pickup with Matt Bearden, and nothing he says or does is wrong. He's the best dad.
No, clearly. I'm not.
I think you're the best dad.
My wife and I are trying to take my kids on this driving trip, road trip, which we've done quite a few times. Usually our road trips
end up with one kid in the hospital, one loses their glasses.
It's always been a thing. Yeah, I mean, that was just some stitches and a permanent face scar for my daughter, but really that wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, it was just in Alpine, Texas, in the middle of nowhere when it happened.
Here's the issue, is that generally our driving trips are about driving to a destination, and my kids actually road trip fantastically. The issue I'm having here is that the new road trip that we're putting together involves the the trip is the road trip itself. Does that make sense?
It's the sights that we see. So there's not a pool they can swim in or a beach they can...
Well, and part of it is hiking.
Okay.
Yikes.
So I want to institute a... Wish me luck here. I want to institute a no cell phones period during the trip.
And that's not going to be popular.
That's the way you get on like a television show where you're like, we left the cell phones in the car. They thought it would only be a 1 hour hike.
Well, we'd still take like
one cell phone at
a
least.
Trip. Or they can take their phone with them in their pocket. Here's the thing. I don't want my kids on the phone the entire time we're going. Like, hey, when we get to a destination, you can take some pictures. Or, hey, we can stop on the hike right now and you can shoot some shots or whatever. Like, I'm okay with that. It's just that, hey, half of the
trip
is
seen. Oh, my God, my dad's so lame.
Yeah, am I turning into one of those lame dads?
No, there's just going to be all that. I don't know, man. I get it, but trying to control it is going to make it worse, whereas if you're just kind of take it moment by moment.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's one of the most annoying things that happens, I think, for you when you go to a concert? What's a very annoying thing that happens now at concerts that did not used to happen?
It doesn't bother me anymore. Cell phones? No.
Yeah. All the cell phones.
I've adjusted with society.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't think that's true. I think you're pretending so that you can...
No, I honestly have. Like, I still follow my rules because I get it. I wouldn't get when people would Snapchat the whole thing and dance, but... I still follow my rules. I like recording concerts. I like having video, but I do it with my back to a pole and I keep my camera close to me.
I just want my kids to learn to enjoy the experience.
The moment, yeah.
Because guess what? The experience is always better than looking at a photo of the experience a year later, if you even ever look at the photo of that experience.
I disagree. It brings me back. Absolutely. I love to a fault, maybe I'm too much in the past. I love look like the only thing I look at on Facebook is on this day. My phone hasn't on. I love going back and looking at old photos.
All right,
I'm kind of in between because I think I enjoy not taking photos during stuff because I'm like, ugh, I gotta pull a phone out and I gotta pay attention to something for a few seconds. I'd rather just look at this and take it in. Like, who's the photo's for? Other people or me?
But at the same time, I do
like finding a photo accidentally and be like, oh crap, I remember that. And I go back in time for like 15 minutes and think about stuff. So
it can be douchey and annoying, but I make it a point at every South by Southwest or ACL Fest to get a photo with all of us, all the crew. I take a lot of photos, and I know how to take a good photo and make it look good. Matt, by the way, is very good at this, but I take photos that aren't for posted online. They're not for showing off. I like to see that on this day in 2017, we were all hanging out at the Idols concert or whatever. You know what I mean? I really thoroughly enjoy documenting and seeing it. Plus, it's like a diary. It helps me remember what I did.
If we're driving in the car up the PCH, and there's the beautiful Pacific Ocean right there, and the spray and the mist coming in, there's otters down there.
Someone's playing a game or texting.
And they're like, oh, I was just looking at TikTok the entire time. Then there are no memories, and there's no memories they're going to be able to look at in the future because it's not like they're taking screen caps.
Can y'all play one of those games where you have to look at stuff?
Yeah, like I Spy.
Does this look like gum to you? That game?
I got some gum on my leg.
I think I got gum in my pants.
Can you help get it off? What about this? Buy a cell phone jammer. A little device that you have in your car that'll jam the reception. They can still play downloaded games.
I
get what you're saying.
I'm coming in here for parent pickup with some advice that I found online and trying to help out other parents.
But if now you need the advice
out there. Yeah, if you've ever had or you have a way to make one of these trips more about the experience and less about being on the phone, send me that advice. You can do so at the CJ Morgan Show
.email.
No, that's not it. Where do they send it? Or they can text at 101X text Mex.
That's it.
Please give the stuff out. I forget it.
512-835-1015 or at cjmorganshow.email.com.
Thanks. I had a stroke and I don't remember things.
Coming up, the results of this weekend's sports bets between Matt and myself. First, the big news, the NFL draft is over. It's done for. Nick from 102.7 ESPN is joining us. Great news for the Longhorns. They have had years without, since the Vince Young Colt years, they used to have almost every Jamal Charles, Ricky Williams, Selvin Young, like running backs, defensive ends, linemen, corners. Like they were an NFL machine, but then Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State took over, and so no one wanted to go to Texas.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, why would I go to Texas? They're just recruiting fast wide receivers and no linemen. None of us are going to get in the NFL. What's the big exciting news?
Well, if I was to say for a while there, the biggest thing was that they'd be sent a punter and a kicker to the NFL. That's when you know your program's in trouble.
Greatest kicker of all time.
I agree.
To be fair.
And punter, yes.
That's
what we're hanging our hat on. But no, not this year. 11 players invited to the NFL Combine. 11 players drafted.
Yeah.
All the good spots there.
Devondre Sweat. Xavier Worthy.
Byron Mitchell II to Seattle.
Pretty big news. And this is going to be good for the Longhorns. But what's good for our Waterloo media family is we have a friend that was drafted. Close personal friend of us.
That's right. You mentored this young man.
He went to...
Couldn't have done it without C.J. Maynor.
Went to OU. And now a Dallas freaking Cowboy. Rising tide lifts all boats, baby. We're going to get rich.
You're my Tyler Guyton?
Yeah.
Okay, when you say you close personal friend and you help mentor
He's
him,
part of our Waterloo Media family, and I didn't say mentor.
I understand where you're coming from, but not to pick a fight or anything, but are you saying that you're close to him because his uncle works here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
If I could point something out to you, did you know that was Tyler's uncle prior to the big announcement?
I heard it on the radio.
Probably on 102.7 ESPN.
Here's the deal. Whenever people win the lotto or get a record contract or go into the professional sports leagues, people come out of the woodwork. Here I'm crawling. I'm getting splinters along the way, but I am coming out of the woodwork.
Did you shake his hand and take a picture with him when he was here in the building last fall?
No, I'm not a Sooner lover, but now I'm a Cowboy lover, so I'm going to do it.
I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Longhorn fan, but I still went up and shook his gigantic mitt when he was here last fall because I wanted to ride those coattails, my friend.
Right. Well, that's the deal. Through Matt, I'll be associated to him.
Okay.
You know what you got to do, CJ, is go back to take the footage of him being drafted by the Cowboys when all his family's hugging him around the house. Just like AI yourself in there. Give him a big old bear hug. And then you can be like, hey, see, remember this? But that was me. Couldn't know without me.
But because of my ego, I've made myself bigger than him. Yeah.
You can't. Have you seen the dude? He's enormous.
I'm good at Photoshop. Our friend Nick from 102.7 ESPN is joining us. We're going to solve these sports bet conundrums we've had. It's just so confusing. Like, who's going to win? Who's going to lose? I don't know. No one knows.
Well, we do it every day.
Well, let's figure it out. Nick, the sports expert, former 101X personality, who will not be joining me for pool parties this year. Let's figure it out. Who won, Matt or me?
We started off by wanting to know whether the Buffalo Bills would take A.D. Mitchell out of Texas.
Great addition this year. He made all the other Longhorn receivers better.
Makes big-time catches. Strangely, they did not. He fell all the way to the middle of the second round to the Indianapolis Colts. Might be a good landing spot.
Who's their quarterback?
Anthony Richardson. He's the big dude out of Florida that got hurt last year. So
okay.
Gonna need a quarterback to throw you the ball.
Listen, man, it's still to me the meat and potatoes of. Actually, it's not. The NFL's changed, so is college, but they have a great running back. I was gonna say, if you have a really good running back, the rest can fix itself, but that's not the NFL anymore. But good luck. So I don't think either of us picked him going to the Bills.
You did not. Both of you said he would not go to the Bills, so congratulations.
Point for Matt and I.
Next up is we had. The Austin FC.
Yes.
How will they do?
Matt said they would draw.
I did say they would draw.
Against the best team in the West.
I did say they would draw against the best team in the West. The reason I said that is because, right before you came in here, I looked and was like, wait a minute. Are we kind of on a winning streak that was very quiet? Because we've been kind of very down on FC, the two of us have.
But they sell a lot of jerseys.
Oh, we've won 3 of the last 4. And, all right, I'll go for a tie. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong, too. I picked a loss, and they won.
Turns out they
2-0.
Won. 2-0. 2-0, and in They've a really some... good-looking way. Like, yeah. Not just like, they barely got that. They looked strong in the 2-0.
They played like you know they can. O'Brien adds a lot of speed to them, so congrats.
That's now 4 wins in the last 5 matches. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so neither of us get a point there. Either way, but I'm still happy they won.
And it all came down to how will the Longhorns fare against the Sooners? There was a pivotal 3-game series this weekend. However, There's a weather delay. They got postponed on Saturday. So they had to do a doubleheader yesterday after dropping the first game on Friday.
Well, we even said they're going to drop the first game on Friday because this team does not seem to be able to win a Friday game. But I said, I think they can win the next two.
And they did.
Yeah, they
Matt
did.
Wins the sports so bet wins. This week.
Longhorns going 2-1 against Oklahoma, which is good because our tiebreaker, it was the weather was bad. And so I asked you guys what was the top recorded wind speed this weekend in Norman.
Oh, yeah, let's find this out. This is fun.
However, four people died from tornadoes in Oklahoma. One's not quite as fun, but you know what? I did the math.
I said 69, Matt said 420.
Yes. Yeah.
And if there was a tornado...
I mean, look, they can get the F5s can get up there.
That's right.
It was not out of the realm for Matt's 420 to do this, but I think they were only an F3 on the Enhanced Fujita scale, which tops out at 165 miles per hour. So that means that CJ would have won the tiebreaker, insensitive.
We didn't know.
Tiebreaker.
If we could predict the weather, we would be on KXAN.
No wind bets involving Oklahoma. Kansas, Nebraska,
Arkansas. Any of the tornado alley states. Yeah, just stay away from those. And then Florida while we're at it.
Did you know?
Whoa.
A sexy male star, Channing Tatum. Did you know he got a start with Ricky Martin? He appeared in the music video, She Bangs, and was paid $400.
Really?
And this is framed as like he was paid $400. That's good.
That's great.
That is $400 to be in a music video in like when was this, 1997? That's nuts.
Right.
Yeah, I think day rate at that time was $300, so he actually got paid an extra.
He got higher. Yeah, and even what's cool in Austin is I auditioned for these commercials and never get them. One time I sent in my temper tantrum reel. Like, they have you do an audition, but then I sent my, like, temper tantrum.
Right.
Another one was for a new refrigerator commercial, and you have to do three takes. You show your hands, be like, CJ Morgan, 5 foot. Oh, man, I was about to make up something. 6 foot, okay. Did I just Freudian slip myself?
You did. Yeah, you might have.
You
definitely, you're definitely 5'11".
We all know you're 5'11".
I'm a short king.
5'11's not short.
But they wanted three takes of it. And my third take, I take a sip out of milk out of the fridge, and I did it here at the break room. I was like, and just like projectile vomited it everywhere. And I'm hoping, I'm like, maybe I'll get a casting, whatever. They look at you the first 10 seconds and like, all right, does this guy work or not? I also always have to cover my tattoos because I'm worried that they don't want that.
Okay,
point being, they pay SAG scale wage here. So if you get a 30-second spot on a commercial where you spend like a day shooting it, you get like $600-$700. I just got to get one of these, and I'm off to the races, big boy.
You're sad.
She banging like Channing Tatum.
Finally turned that lover into a wife.
Maybe one day, Spencer. Did you know?
Did you know? I forgot we were doing Did You Know. Did you know?
Huh.
Tina Christofferson was alive in 1977. She did not want to get stomach cancer. Her mother had passed from stomach cancer. She was very paranoid about it. She believed she could wash out any chances of stomach cancer by drinking a lot of water. She was drinking up to 15 liters a day.
Whoa.
That caused an overhydration issue. It shut her kidneys down. That caused her lungs to then fill with water, and she drowned on dry land. She died because she didn't want to die from stomach cancer.
That's extremely
sad.
She achieved her goal. Spencer, can you do something not sad? Did you know?
Well,
not
it
like,
happened over 50
didn't
years.
You want to be depressed?
50 years ago.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, that's fine then.
Okay, do you want me to come up with something happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
In
1937, a man named Martin. Booked himself a flight on the Hindenburg. Don't worry, that's not sad. Then his wife decided she wanted to join him on the Hindenburg, so he booked a ticket for her. Unfortunately, their seats weren't together, so they decided to not take the Hindenburg.
Oh, good.
And they took a plane to America instead, which is great news.
And you know she bitched the whole time. She's like, everyone else, you know, the neighbors took the Hindenburg. You didn't.
Well, anyway, this little mix-up of the seats turned out to be incredible news for nerds and for Hollywood, because Martin is Martin Goodman. 2 years later, in 1939, he created something called Marvel Comics, which has done pretty well for itself.
Wow.
But he wouldn't have had Marvel Comics had he just had the seat next to his wife on the Hindenburg.
Can you imagine that, CJ? No Marvel Cinematic Universe as a result?
dang, what would I waste money in 8 hours? What would I sit in a movie theater to wait and see if there's a stupid ass post-trailer that doesn't do anything?
All right, hold on. Did you know?
Do we know?
Ancient China used natural gas for lighting as far back as 500 BC. And you know how they used it? With
lighting
bamboo
parts.
Pipelines that would deliver the gas naturally up to miles and miles.
Bamboo does seems a lot of great things.
Insanely safe.
Bamboo pipelines. But yeah, it's pretty wild.
There's still bamboo scaffolding
they
in some
They got bamboo
areas.
Like everything.
I know, but
it's
bamboo
crazy.
Seems slightly flammable.
It also, it probably means that like a panda could destroy their entire society. Because it's just what
panda,
they eat. Just
one hungry panda versus
the
Chinese pipeline.
I journeyed down to Buta this weekend, gentlemen, and raced my dog in the Lions Club Wiener Dog Races. An old tradition I used to do almost every year with Miles before he lost one of you remember my dog Miles, Wiener Dog.
How could I
really
forget?
Really fast, really good at racing.
How could I forget the dog that bit me that many times?
Yeah. Miles liked to bite people.
He's a biter.
It wasn't until, because he became paralyzed, because at one of the Wiener Dog Race finals, you know, he raced on Saturday, he came back on Sunday, and he won all his races, so he was in the finals. By that point, poor little dude was so tired. He, just didn't want to run. He didn't want to be there. It was hot outside. So when he didn't do well in the race, when he didn't win, I started kicking the crap out of him, and he became paralyzed. He was grumpy, so that's why I bit you.
I know that you're making a joke, but you remember that time that I made a joke about the cats that I literally adopted and paid $1,000 for to have them, you know, get medical care, and then they weren't mine. They were in a backyard. People get very angry about those jokes.
They do. Well, also once at the at our sister station's Wiener Dog Races that I kind of organized, one of the DJs, I hate that term, you know, was like, and CJ's got a paralyzed dog, and he's going to talk about the Central Texas Dogs and Rescue. And I went up and I was like, yeah, Miles is my dog. And after a Wiener Dog race, he didn't do well. So, you know, they broke his legs, and like everyone is horrified.
Dog people don't always have the best sense of the humor, dude. You gotta be careful, dude.
I get it. But anyhow, I took Pickle. This is her second year racing.
How'd she do?
She did good. She got second place in her heat and was...
Oh, she's in heat. You should have her fixed. Yeah. Please have your dog spayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did that so the other ones would be distracted. But it turns out they ran faster because they were after that ass.
Yeah.
No, she's spayed, of course. But she got second. She could have got first. But she just kind of jogged. And it pissed me off because she's really fast.
Haven't you been training her? What's going on with that?
I have.
So she just kind of jogged and it made you angry?
I have not been training her. But no, I knew she could go faster, but another dog caught up to her. But she still qualified for the finals.
Did you tell her older brother who didn't put out full effort?
Should have known. And of course, Pickle's a mixed wiener dog, so she was in the mixed races, which aren't quite as serious, but they're still cash prize. They're still fun. And I dragged my fiance out. We took pepperoni. And at some point, my fiance's like, is this for you or is this for the dog?
This is 100% for you, and she knows that.
It absolutely is.
Why would it be for your dog? She does not know what's going on.
Mainly exercise and socializing, but...
Okay, how much exercise did you get?
Exercise for 4 seconds.
Dude,
that race
walking,
was so
getting
short.
Them out. Like, it's not just, you have to walk into the park, you walk around, you're sniffing other dogs. They had a good time, but the next day
they wrote me a letter.
Why are you sniffing other dogs? Is what I want to know.
That's what you're supposed to do. I wanted to see one if they're in heat, two if I think they're going to be fast. But
sure.
You know, the next day I did decide, even though we went home that night, and you should have seen the eye roll my lover had. I asked her, I was like, hey, can you come out and help me real quick? And she's like, my stomach kind of hurts, and I'm working on this podcast. I'm like, please. She comes outside, she rolls her eyes because I brought a dog crate out. Took the bottom out of it, and I was like, all right, just open the door when I call Pickle, and I did to get her to sprint instead of just jogging. And I woke up Sunday morning, also found out they had a Time Your Dog race that had awards, and I was like, oh, Pepperoni's really fast. She's faster than Pickle. And it was raining, and then I really, looked at Pickle, nuzzled, and I tried to kind of get her up and moving, and she crawled back under the blanket, and then I did too, and I was like, I'm not going to go. Asked that question. I was like, is this for her or is this for me? She's going to be muddy and wet. She hates that.
So the first thought your lover put into your head, you just let it happen? You just let her take care of your dog's legacy?
I'm a wiener dog pageant mom. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
And, You know, there's a bit of controversy. I did a little bit of, steroiding.
I was going to say growth hormones.
Got her going. but no, she's also not the type for a racer. You need a dog that freaks. You know the dogs you hate when you leave your house? They tear up your blinds and chew the couch up. You need a dog with lot of anxiety.
Okay.
Because they sit in that cage. Pickle's so chill. If she's not in the mood, she just sits there. So she's so chill. You open the crate and she kind of comes out, but she doesn't run because she's not anxious to be like, oh my God, I got to get to my mom. So what I did is you're not allowed food, but I was like, it didn't say nothing about peanut butter. So I smeared peanut butter on a tennis ball.
That's food.
And I was going to,
how did you justify peanut butter not being food?
Like they would single out peanut butter and put it there as well as food.
I put it on her toy. So I put it on the tennis ball. But then when they were like, and most importantly, no food in the thing. And then I smeared it off. And my girlfriend, she called me a coward. And I was like, yeah, I just don't want to get in trouble. And then I was like, but she can still smell it anyway, so it'll work. She won a race. I didn't bring her back the next day.
So she's not destined for doggy wiener races, I guess. What's next on the line? Doggy dancing? Doggy brawling?
Ice skating.
Oh.
Yeah, doggy ice skating is where it's at. Yow Wolf is coming to Austin, and finally, the state's cracking down on fake news. Let's look at that news here on the CJ Morgan Show, which isn't fake, but we're kind of faking it.
I'm interested. They're
trying to wing by.
Explain more.
Let's start with the protest last week that had the riots happened at UT last week. There was a famous incident involving a Fox News photojournalist who, I'm going to be honest, looking at it objectively, he did kind of aggressively get into that mix. Now, having kind of known the guy and knowing that he has that big camera, can't see what he's doing, it's a tough thing to decide. But happened was...
That's easy to be top heavy, for sure.
Yeah, but he did barge in there. He said he was pushed. Here's what happened. I guess I should explain. The DPS was called in to assist during some protests at UT. They didn't want what happened to happen at Columbia, where students take over and camp. Unfortunately, the police presence didn't de-escalate the situation. At one point during them moving protesters, the photojournalist moved in with his camera. He hit a DPS officer pretty hard with it. You can look at it either way. Looks intentional, doesn't look intentional. The point was, is a DPS officer behind him dragged him, threw him to the floor, arrested him. He was released the next day. They charged him with trespassing. They then dropped it. Well, now the Austin photographer could face felony charges. They've talked with the DPS officers, and you know they're kind of saying that, yeah, like he came in there and he kind of hit us. He hit me with the camera. I felt it in my head. I felt it in my neck. The officer that pulled him down saw it, and he could be charged with the felony of assaulting an officer. And it's really weird to see. It's tough to see the video. Because I feel like a lot of people are like, no, he didn't do it. He's fine. And then the other people are like, yeah, that's what he had. What happened? He should have done it. Blah.
There's one from his perspective, and you can see his camera lens bump into the officer's
You do.
Back. Yeah.
But to me, I feel like he's
think
in
the
a,
question is about from his perspective.
Yeah,
I think
it doesn't matter.
The question
matter.
Is if there's any camera angle that shows him, even if he was being overly aggressive trying to get the shot. I mean, I understand that from a business perspective, he's doing his job, and he's doing a great job of trying to get in there. But if he's... One of the things they even tell you is that you can't get in the way of
an arrest or an officer doing
job.
Stuff. Yeah, and he did make contact. And
I haven't seen any of it, so I'm not weighing in on this whatsoever because I don't know.
It's depending on your point of view, you can twist it either way. But like
how the internet works, right?
I vaguely have met the guy, know him. I know other people in Austin News, and they're like, dude, he's a great, sweet. Like, this is not his MO.
Yeah, right.
I don't think
anybody
on purpose,
thinks that he was being a jackass. I think he probably was
there's
a better angle for me to get this.
No, they think he was being a jackass. Like, people on the right are saying that he was aggressive,
he's with the press, and the press is just lying and biased and all that. That's just their narrative. It's come on.
Old
story.
I don't know how he's getting paid to be there because George Soros is paying for so many of these protests around the country. How can he afford to get him out? I don't know. What do they say in the news? We'll keep an eye on it as it develops.
Yeah.
I bet it'll be dropped down to a lesser charge. There's going to be some stuff that happens. We'll see. Yeah, Wolf is coming to Austin. Kind of, sort of. The co-founder of Meow Wolf, which started in New Mexico. It's a cool, trippy art installation. They have other ones, and it's become kind of like, no, I don't want to go there. They're bringing a spa, which is really cool looking. I mean, it has a giant pool spa. It's got stars and like all this stuff, and it's for relaxing, and I think they're doing cold plunges and crap. Sure, it looks fun and cool. It's a 25,000 square foot therapeutic spa in Austin that has video projection, immersive art, steam, lasers, AI tech. I don't want to be around the people that are going to go this kind of thing.
I have no interest whatsoever.
I don't.
I looked at this. It's $88. It's at least right now, that's what they say the price will be, $88 to get in. I also have to ask, because I saw in the interview, the guy said, well, you know, I helped create Meow Wolf. He's not with Meow Wolf anymore. He said, but the one thing is I've always wanted to do something really important. And if what you feel is really important is baths and floating for wealthy people, I don't know. I don't know how, I don't understand this. And it does seem like just another, like Austin has become a big, we're turning into a tourist destination, like in Orlando or Las Vegas. I mean, I think it'd be cool. I'm actually surprised that CJ's not more into it, because this looks like someplace you want to go when you're on drugs.
Right. No, not really, man, because what I've learned is being a professional psychonaut in my heyday.
Is that what they call them?
When things are synthetically set up, like if you go to a dude's house to trip with all your friends in college, and he has black lights and he has all this crap and he's playing Pink Floyd, it feels inorganic and it kind of messes with your trip in a gross way.
What if you went to that Willy Wonka land thing in Scotland?
That's a freak out. that you're not expecting. Listen, just go in the woods and stare at stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I my biggest mistake in the world, because Fish just played the Dome or the Globe in Las Vegas. It looked amazing, looked trippy. I was at ACL Fest. It's like, oh, I don't really get Fish. I'm not into jam bands. But, you know, I kind of like similar artists. I took some mushrooms, man. I went and walked down. And then I just saw these weird hippies moving like demons in a forest of people. It was the worst experience ever. I thought it would be the greatest to trip at a Fish show at ACL Fest. I had a panic effing attack. It was, no, thank you.
Hey, beware all the articles. They're going to try to get you to change your life.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
If it's Weird or Wired, we're going to discuss all of it here with Matt Bearden.
There's some potential talk that TikTok might go away. It's a long way between now and 9 months from now.
Give us a follow at CJ Morgan Show, where you can watch our videos get one or two views.
Okay, sure. Here's the thing. Is it, since some people are on the edge and think, well, TikTok might go
break
away, there are a billion articles popping up of the five TikTok alternatives you must try, or this TikTok alternative is the best of them all, or the one TikTok alternative to rule them all, whatever it's going to be.
I want Vine. That's all I want. I want Vine back.
It is funny. I went through a couple of these to look at what they were suggesting that we should check out. Some of the articles suggested a new upstart called Instagram.
The one that stole.
Never would have found it without you.
Heard of this one. Can you tell us more?
Then, have you guys, either of you, heard of anything called Triller?
No.
I'm going to say yes to sound cool.
Okay, go ahead.
That's trailed off.
Yeah.
Triller, for those who like to watch videos from their favorite celebrities, Triller is a great alternative to TikTok. It's just like MTV on your phone. Mm. It looks terrible. There's also Zigazoo. You guys ever heard of Zigazoo?
That's a song.
Zigazoo looks exactly like TikTok.
Really?
In fact, it's kind of a cold ripoff. But here's the thing I want to bring up about any of these things. When Twitter was supposedly running off the rails and shutting down, everyone was like, oh, go to Blue Sky, go to Mastodon,
Threads.
Threads. Like, oh, yeah, that's great.
I still hang out on Threads sometimes. It's like being at the mall with, you know, half closed.
They force us to do Threads.
Guess what?
It's just annoying and it doesn't work.
None of us have ever cared about the operability or the offerings from any of these social media sites. What we've cared about is the installed user base. Are my friends there?
Yeah.
Are the people that I want to communicate with there?
And are there cute girls?
Like, can we feel like we're all there at one time? That's how that has won. Otherwise, you're just sitting at your lunch table, but you want to know that you're sitting at the lunch table inside of the whole cafeteria,
the
right?
The whole school's there, yeah.
You want to know that, that everything in your world is around you. And I think it's one of the things that when I think that Twitter really has busted up, but I don't think anything's going to take over because nothing else is able to grab the lion's share of users like,
yeah,
like Twitter
also,
had.
I mean, you have stuff that essentially have the backing and money and technology to take any, like Instagram you mentioned earlier, they've done Reels or what TikTok was.
Right.
They destroyed Vine with Story. Like, you have people that can create whatever you're doing and do it better and quicker than a new app. Like,
yeah. And that's the issue that we are right now, that I don't think anything really can replace these. It always comes organically, that suddenly there's a mass movement to something, and the reason you're there is because that's where everybody is.
Like, all my family and friends, I'm on Truth Social. That's why it is. It's social media for the truth. That's why I love it.
How's that going?
Angry every day.
Just how's your Telegram account going? Well, I will say that there's an issue with all of so many of these sites right now is the anger level. I decided to dip my toe into Threads over the weekend, and I was like, man. Oh, is everybody's a victim? Are we
all they're just bitchy liberals.
That's why I love Threads, because I go on there and I can read about people bitching about X, like they're mad at their ex. But it's like Elon Musk instead. They're like,
Twitter has become a bit of a mess in what you can and cannot see there
anymore.
I mean,
Twitter's absolute garbage. It's a dumpster. It's gotten much
worse. I kind of feel like all of those microblogging, if I can just paint with a broad brush there, all of them, that none of them seem to be working anymore. They all seem to be a place for me to take my grievances. I feel like everyone is there just screaming their grievances into the void, which, good. If that's going to keep us from shooting at each other on the freeway, then let's have some sites where you can thrust your grievances. But none of them seem like a fun blast anymore.
Now that I'm not single and young anymore, Snapchat sucks. I don't want to be there.
Well, I will say that I keep seeing Snapchat pop up on all of these, in all these articles about,
you know, that
alternatives.
That might be the one that replaces it. But now, you know what I like for
us? You know that young people, like if you're Gen Z or below, you use Snapchat every single day.
Yeah.
But they use it for communication. It's not a social media site.
It's like WhatsApp. It's just
it's
a texting
WhatsApp.
Thing.
It's all right. WhatsApp.
I got one for us. I have. Why don't we start a CJ... At CJ Morgan Show, you can follow us on everything. Let's start an adult friend finder account.
Okay.
Sound good? Or Ashley Madison?
What if Ashley friends. Madison becomes the next TikTok?
Remember how old people would be like, you paid how much for jeans with holes in them already? Well, how much are you going to pay for jeans with pee stains?
The internet has never been so easy. The internet.
It's the internet where we look at the fabulous trends and things going around, and this one caught my eye for a different reason than the already outrageousness, but $800 pee stain jeans have sold out. It's a UK designer brand. They're pre-stained jeans that make it look like you peed your pants. There they are.
Oh, pre-stained pee stain.
Got a whole soak right there, so it looks like you accidentally went. And there's another version on sale for like $600. It's really popular. It's really big.
I think this is the greatest troll ever. And like, hey, I'm going to convince people to pay me $800 for jeans that look like they peed on themselves.
Now,
it's incredible. It's showing you not only do you not have common sense on how to spend money, but you don't even have common sense on what is and isn't a troll.
Now, here's my issue with this is, you know, the internet, the segments... Not just to talk about what's happening viral, but to examine the why and what's behind the internet. And this, you know, I found this on one of our radio show prep sites. I've seen and heard other radio stations post about it. And my thing is if you're in radio, you're supposed to be kind of on top of memes and stuff and being hip and whatnot. These are calico cut jeans.
I don't know what that
means. You got to give, Matt. Here, let me play you a clip.
Looks like you were in a little bit of a rush.
What's that?
Your pants. Didn't finish shaking?
Oh.
No. He did. He shook.
He did what?
He finished shaking. Those ain't piss dots. That's got nothing to do with piss.
Excuse me?
Those pants come like that with those two little dots. They're really in style right now. Even rappers wear them. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Go to CalicoCutPants.com.
Calico Cut.
CalicoCutPants.com right now.
It's not that big a deal.
If you don't believe me, go ahead, look it up right now.
Okay. Fine.
So, CalicoCutPants.com, where there's a website. It's an entire I Think You Should Leave sketch with Tim Robinson. Came out 2 years ago. That's a massively popular show. I know, like, there might be some Adult Swim cartoons and stuff that I'm into that I'm like, oh, this is funny. But come on, man, this has to be in the lexicon of everyone. And everyone's like, oh, this is so zany and crazy. Man. It comes from an old sketch.
I haven't never seen the show.
You know what's funny is Matt did ask me one day. I don't want to out you here, but you were like, what's that meme of that ugly guy in the mall? And it's like, I don't want to be around anymore. That's a classic one. Or as I posted, there's too much S on me.
Yeah.
From the Ren Faire. It's a great show. It's funny. No, it's weird.
You talk about it very positively. I don't get to watch anything for myself anymore. It's just for my kids and my wife.
And your wife would be like, I don't get that.
My wife, I guarantee you, would not
I mean, it's a long. If you like Nathan Fielder, you'll like this too. It's a little cringe, but it's... He almost reminds you of a CJ because he's so, Tim Robinson's character is so like a lovable idiot that's just wrong. Like the sketch.
And he doubles down on it.
And
how
he doubles
he is,
down on it. Yeah. Like the entire show starts with he's doing a job interview. He's nervous. And he goes
such a good one, actually.
He goes to a door to walk out.
Pull it open.
And they're like, oh, actually, I think you push. And he goes, oh, no, it goes both ways. I was here last week. And the whole rest of the sketch is him ripping this door.
It's in front of the interviewer.
He just interviewed the job with.
He did a good job, so he wants to end on a high note. And he's like, slowly pulling this door open.
I guess
so good.
The point of the internet thing I want to bring up is aren't us radio guys, we're still media, we're still current, are we supposed to be hip and on top of things? Like, why am I seeing this posted around other stations and talked about? And no one else knows of this show. This hit the like top Netflix comedy show. Yeah. I Think You Should Leave.
Hey, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
What's Netflix?
Oh, it's where you go to like a McDonald's and they have a little red box outside.
Oh,
that's Redbox.
Oh, yeah, I've used that before.
Netflix is inside the red box.
Yeah, so that show is in the box, Redbox.
Yes, you can rent it.
Nice,
and then you can. You know, keep the CD, the DVD they give you. I think they have Blu-rays now. Have you heard of that?
I can't play those on my machine. It only plays the OGs. I've got Star Wars, all three. I got all three Star Wars movies.
Here, let's do this. $800 P-State jeans. Tell me, would you guys buy this? Would you do this?
That sounds it's a little bit much for jeans.
I mean, I know the kids love their holes in it, but imagine just having the straight-up stain. Apparently, I got a Blu-ray the other day. Yeah, I know. I make too much money with my Blu-ray player.
Wow, yeah.
I actually saw this was a skit on a television show. You guys...
I love those skits.
It's the C.J. Morgan Show 101X.
Sacrificing body, mind, and spirit for the perfect D's nuts joke. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.